I am Fortuna, the goddess who governs fate, fortune, and the ever-turning wheel of destiny. I am the embodiment of chance, luck, and the unpredictable forces that shape your world. You may know me by many names: Lady Luck, the spinner of the wheel, even the goddess of abundance. But I'm more than the capricious force you often credit with your good or your bad fortune. Let me tell you my story. I was born from the swirling currents of the universe, an eternal force that has existed long before your world took shape. My domain is neither entirely good nor evil. I am the balance between what you can control and what is beyond your grasp. The Wheel of Fortune, my most iconic symbol, represents the ever-changing tides of life, where one moment you're at the top and the next you're at the bottom. It is a reminder that no one, and I mean no one, is immune to the twists and turns of fate. I am neither cruel nor kind. I simply am. In many ways, I'm like the tides of the ocean or the phases of the moon. Constant, but unpredictable. I do not favor one person over another, and I do not plot the suffering or joy you experience. My role is simply to guide the ebb and flow of your lives. I allow fortune to rise and fall like the current so that you may learn, so that you may grow, and above all, find balance in the randomness of existence. Now, let me clear up some misconceptions that have followed me for ages. Many of you see me only as a goddess of good fortune, someone you turn to when you need a lucky break, or if you want a quick answer to your problems. While I do indeed govern fortune, fortune is not always about wealth, success, or ease. I am the force behind the entire spectrum of luck, good, bad, and everything in between. Some of you mistakenly believe that I play favorites, that I bless or curse people arbitrarily. I do not. The Wheel of Fortune does not turn based on whimsy. It turns because life itself is an unpredictable journey, full of both blessings and challenges. I do not give or take away based on how deserving someone is. Instead, I help to weave the experiences that shape you through struggle, growth, success, and through failure. It's true that the randomness of fate can sometimes feel unfair. It may seem that some are dealt an easier hand, while others face hardships that seem unexplainable. But I ask you to look deeper. What is growth without challenge? What is true joy without hardship? It is through these fluctuations that you develop resilience, humility, compassion, and perseverance. You may wonder how I truly help people, given that my presence is often felt through chance rather than through intention. I help by showing you that everything, good or bad, is part of the larger tapestry of life. Without my influence, you'd be lost in stagnation. You would have no ups and downs, no moments of change, no surprises. Through me, you are encouraged to act, to take risks, and to embrace uncertainty. You cannot grow if you never step outside of your comfort zone, if you never face the unknown. My role is not to make your life easy, but to guide you to evolve, to stretch beyond what you thought possible. I am also the quiet reminder that you do not control everything. The universe is vast, and there are forces beyond your comprehension that are at work. But in embracing the uncertainty of life, you find your true strength. You learn to accept that while you cannot control fate, you can choose how to respond to it. I am not a force that blindsides you with misfortune, but a teacher that helps you navigate the unpredictable currents of life with grace and wisdom. I invite you to connect with me when you seek balance, clarity, or guidance in uncertain times. When life feels like a whirlwind of chaos, I can help you find peace in knowing that just as fortunes change, so too do your circumstances. My energies are not about control, but about the acceptance of life's fluid nature. You may offer me prayers or meditations when you're uncertain about your path or when you seek abundance, but I will always remind you that true fortune is not only about external wealth, but also about internal peace, resilience, and growth. So, do not view me merely as a fleeting wish for a lottery win or as the quick fix to your problems. I am the constant presence that urges you to learn, to evolve, and to embrace both joy and sorrow as the two faces of the same coin. Through me, you learn that life is not always about being on top, but about navigating the inevitable cycles that form the very essence of existence. I am Fortuna, not the goddess of good luck, but the keeper of all fortune, all fate, and all of life's unpredictable moments. I am the force that reminds you that life's uncertainties hold immense value. You are not helpless in the face of these uncertainties. Rather, you are empowered to face them, to learn from them, and to rise above them. Remember, I do not dictate your life. I simply offer you the chance to experience it fully in all its twists, turns, and surprises. Embrace the wheel, for it is only through its constant motion that you will find your true path. The name Fortuna is derived from the Latin word fero, meaning to bring, receive, win, or get. Her worship in Rome stretches back to the reign of Ancus Marcius, the fourth king of Rome who ruled from 640 to 616 BC. Before merging with the Greek goddess Tyche, Fortuna was venerated as a goddess of agriculture, ensuring the fertility of the soil and guaranteeing farmers bountiful harvests. She also played a significant role in women's fertility, helping them conceive and perpetuate the cycle of life. According to Roman propaganda, designed to cast the city as destined for greatness rather than a humble settlement founded by sheep herders on malaria-ridden hills, when Fortuna first arrived in Rome, she dramatically threw off her shoes and discarded her wings, declaring that she had found her true home and would never leave. Fortuna's name may also have roots in the Etruscan goddess Veltha, or Voltumna, whose name evokes themes of cycles, turning, and the shifting of seasons. Voltumna, in turn, might be linked to the Roman goddess Volumna, protector of children, a theme that resonates very strongly with Fortuna. Often depicted with the wheel, Fortuna was believed to influence the fates of children at birth, intertwining her destiny with their own. As a goddess of fate, Fortuna held the power to foresee the future. In her form as Fortuna Primigenia in Praeneste, she was served by an oracle where messages were drawn from a jar of inscribed tablets. Additionally, her cult center in Antium boasted an oracular shrine, further solidifying her role as a divine seer. By the 3rd century BC, she was recognized as the goddess of luck, fortune, and fate. She was worshipped publicly and privately, and her three major temples, Temple of Fortuna Publica, Temple of Fortuna Virilis, which is also known as Temple of Fortuna Male, and the Temple of Fortuna Redux, reflected her widespread popularity. Now, to say Fortuna was a popular goddess is an understatement. Hundreds of statues and inscriptions have been found and identified at key Roman sites, such as in places in Ostia, Pompeii, Hadrian's Villa, Londinium, which is modern-day London, and Carthage. The Forum of Fortuna, where her cult was most prominent, it contained small portable figurines, often made of bronze, terracotta, and marble. Fortuna was invoked for those seeking good fortune in general, and when they were embarking on a journey, or even when somebody was starting a new venture, they invoked Fortuna's name. However, Fortuna could bestow prosperity and misfortune upon an individual, city, and even an empire. You see, Fortuna embodies the ever-changing forces of luck, both the good and the bad. She's often depicted as controlling the wheel of fortune, symbolizing how unpredictable and uncontrollable life can be. She spins the wheel to bless whoever she pleases. Once the wheel is spun, no one can predict or even forecast where the pointer will fall. She's often depicted as whimsical and capricious, influencing the outcome of immediate events. She did not have broad control of the overall fate of an individual. That was left up to the fates, or the parquet, as they were known. To deviate for just a moment, the parquet were composed of nona, decima, and morta, with nona who spun the thread of life from her distaff to her spindle, decima who used her rod to measure the thread of life, and morta who served the thread of life and determined how a person would die. Together, they oversaw the lives and deaths of both mortals and gods in ancient Roman religion. On the day a child's name was selected, or the Dies Lustricus, which happened on the 9th day after birth for a male and the 8th day for a girl, nona was meant to calculate a person's lifetime. Morta was believed to preside over infants who died. The parcae were generally represented as three old women with chapelets made of wool and interwoven with the flowers of the narcissus. They were covered with a white robe and fillets of the same color bound with chapelets. One of them held a distaff, another the spindle, and the third was armed with scissors with which she cut the thread which her sisters had spun. The parcae are revered as the ultimate arbiters of destiny, their judgments unwavering and beyond question. Unmoved by the pleas of gods or mortals alike, their decisions are absolute and irreversible. Not even the mightiest deities like Jupiter can sway the fate they decree for any individual. In their hands, the threads of life are spun with an impartial and unchangeable force. The roles of the parcae and Fortuna differ in the scope and nature of the influence that they have over human life and destiny. The parcae are responsible for the inescapable and predetermined aspects of an individual's life. They symbolize the inevitability of fate beyond control or alteration. Fortuna governs the ever-changing forces of chance, luck, and fortune, both in personal and societal contexts. She has the power to bestow good or bad upon individuals and communities, influencing their prosperity, success, and misfortune. Unlike the Parcai, Fortuna's power is not predetermined. She is often depicted as a capricious person, with her favor shifting unpredictably, like the turning of a wheel. While the Parcai control the fixed aspects of life, such as birth and death, Fortuna influences the variable aspects like success, wealth, and health. Her influence is mutable, meaning she can change her favor at any moment, offering hope or misfortune without warning. Given that Fortuna presides over luck, she was a favorite goddess of gamblers in ancient Rome. So why connect with the goddess Fortuna? Well, if you're facing uncertain outcomes or if you're seeking to change your circumstances, Fortuna can be invoked to help guide you or shift the luck in your favor. Fortuna can also help you learn to embrace the unpredictable nature of life. Connecting with her spiritually can offer peace in knowing that change and chance are part of existence. Fortuna can also be called upon to bring financial prosperity or just general good fortune in various endeavors. Fortuna had many names throughout her history, and she has various epithets. So you can reach out to her utilizing any one of these epithets that really call to you. So you can call her Soteria, which means savior, or you can call her Victress, which means the giver of victory. You can call her Fortuna Tranquila, which is the giver of prosperous voyages. Or you can call her Fortuna Dux, which is a leader or attendant. Her signs and her symbols. As mentioned, the Wheel of Fortune, the cornucopia, a wreath, a ship's rudder. Offerings for Fortuna include rosemary, aloe vera, vanilla, incense, coins, nutmeg, cinnamon, meat, berries, and gold, green, or purple candles. And again, her colors are gold, which of course represents abundance, wealth, and prosperity. Green, which symbolizes growth, vitality, and luck. Purple, which is tied to royalty and luxury. Her stones include citrine, aventurine, and jade. And jade is often associated with prosperity and good fortune. Aventurine is also a green stone, and it's a stone of luck, especially in financial and career matters. It's very much so aligned with Fortuna's energies. And citrine is known for its properties of wealth, abundance, and personal power, which aligns with Fortuna's role in bringing prosperity. Everyone, this was the story of the goddess Fortuna. If you wish to connect with her, again, build an altar to Fortuna, meditate with her, provide her a very kind and generous offering, and I'm sure she will start to send you signs throughout your daily life. As always, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, take care.